Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
530 Club, easiest question ever. We're starting as basic as we possibly can, and it apparently consumed Violetta's weekend. Hi, Amanda.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What do you have in store for your Monday?
Work. I'm on my way in now.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I work in a chemical lab.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Whoa.
Really?
Well, that means you're smart.
People say I guess I am, but I don't know.
Okay. So this will be great. Okay. All right. Here's what I want you to do, Amanda. All right?
Yes.
I want you to hold up your hand right now. Hold it up where you can see it.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes.
Now, if I were to ask you to count to five using your fingers, and I say one, which finger comes up?
My thumb.
Your thumb. Oh, yeah. My God. I thought you said you were smart. Here's what Violetta sent me over the weekend. This is what I manage over the weekend. Hey, Eric, so I was talking to a friend, and we were counting something out, and then we had a long conversation about which finger you start counting with when using your hands. Out of the five fingers, what one is the one finger on the one through five? Your thumb is your number one?
Well, if you know you're counting more than one, then you're going left to right like you're reading.
You're going left to right.
One, two.
What if you flipped your hand over?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Yeah, what about that?
Nobody counts facing
<Ooh.
laughs>
Oh, wait a minute. The world's just collided. I'm all over the place. Yes, Melissa, you were saying?
I was saying, but people don't count on their fingers facing people. You face yourself, so then you would have to use your left hand.
What do you count if you count to five?
If I'm counting to five, I will use my left hand and use my thumb. But if I'm just counting to one, then I use my index finger.
And you've held up your right hand, so you switch hands.
I do, and I switch hands.
Uh-huh. What if you don't know what you're counting to? What if they say, oh, we got a bunch of stuff in this box, keep track of these, and you don't know what's in the box, they just start pulling them out?
I would probably just write it down.
See what I'm saying, Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
What do we have for Amanda for helping out?
Okay. A $100 gift certificate.
I don't even know what Melissa's talking about. She's got both hands going. I don't know what she's talking about. I thought, again, the easiest question ever, leave it to Melissa to make it hard.
Oh.
Depends.
Woo!
Sometimes this hand, but then other times this hand, but then I flip it over and I cover my thumb inside out backwards. Sometimes I go thumb to pinky to middle finger to pointer to ring finger.
And it depends on what you're counting.
Yeah, I was handed this. It was going around Facebook for the past week or so. You're in labor. Your delivery team is from the last TV show you watched. Who's delivering your baby? Swanee says it's David Spade delivering his baby.
Oh, there you go.
From the wrong Missy.
I've been
getting a ton of pressure from my brother, Swanee. A ton. Virtually every day. He's like, have you watched the wrong Missy yet? It's hilarious. And then we had that one woman on the air say it wasn't funny. Was it good? He's saying it was good. I need to watch that.
Well, they've been really promoting it on Netflix a lot.
Speaking of that, and that group of people, the person who delivered your baby or is delivering your babies from the last TV show you watched, who is it, Paula?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Everybody's nightmare, delivering your baby.
Nice.
Adam Sandler. Kelly.
I watched Ratchet with Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson will be delivering your baby. That's great. Who's delivering your baby, John?
Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear.
Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear. Yeah. You know who actually might also be delivering my baby? Captain Dave from Wicked Tuna.
Oh, my God.
Last night, season finale.
Look at that.
I laid in bed watching it.
On that show.
I laid in bed watching it.
You would trust him, right?
Oh, absolutely. Lauren, who's delivering your baby?
Daniel Tosh from Tosh.0.
Daniel Tosh from what?
Yep.
Tosh.0. Yes. Uh-huh. At number three... Last person you watched on TV is going to be delivering your baby, Dave.
I got to set this up a little bit. Now, if there's a problem, I got the guy that you want. Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is delivering your baby.
Okay. Thanks.
Carol at number two.
Lucifer will be delivering my baby.
Lucifer delivering your baby. Something evil on a Sunday night to watch. And finally, you want to talk evil on a Sunday night, delivering your baby, the last person you saw on TV, Richard.
Leatherface.
All right, there you go.
Leatherface?
Leatherface. Yeah. Violetta doesn't know Leatherface. Do you, Violetta?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You got to answer, Violetta. I asked your question there. I know you're looking it up.
No, I don't know who that is.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, you talking the original or the updated one there, caller?
I'm talking one with Jessica Biel in it.
Hey,
from
the new
2013.
One. See, 2013. Right, it's important distinction. Violetta might be able to get through that
that's
one.
That's all right. That one we can watch. There.
Yeah.
It's a little bit scary. Leatherface delivering to Richard's baby. All right. Melissa's going to read you three headlines, Zoe. Two of them are actually real. And by real, I mean she saw them somewhere on the internet. One she's made up, okay?
Okay.
It'll be your job to correctly identify the made up one.
I'll do my best. I haven't had much caffeine.
I can tell.
Don't sell yourself short. Just the natural you is plenty.
I think you're only semi-conscious right now. Am I right? You just kind of woke up, not really rolling yet?
Well, I've been awake for 2 hours. I just haven't had any real coffee yet.
I know. I know. Might I recommend Aspire Healthy Energy Drinks for you? That's another conversation for another day.
Yeah.
Here we go. Are you ready, Zoe? Listen carefully to these three headlines. Melissa, fire away.
Okay. Self-employer builder pulls own teeth out using 8 pints of Stella as anesthetic.
Ooh, okay.
Self-employer?
And self-employed. Sorry.
Oh, self-employed. Got it. Self-employed builder uses Stella. Okay, headline number two.
Okay. Boy loses baby tooth that ends up being 2 inches long.
Baby tooth.
All teeth related today.
2 inches. Okay. And headline number three.
John Lennon's tooth sold at auction for $31,000.
Okay. Did you get all those there, Zoe?
I did.
All right. We're going to read them back to you one more time. Headline number one, Stella headline.
Self-employed builder pulls own teeth out using 8 pints of Stella as anesthetic.
Headline number two.
Boy loses baby tooth that ends up being 2 inches long.
And headline number three.
John Lennon's tooth sold at auction for $31,000.
All right. Zoe, those are your three options. Now here's what happens. You can just make your guess and be done with it, or you can seek help from myself, Whip, and Violetta. What do you want to do, Zoe?
I'm going to seek help.
Okay,
even
seek help.
I think I heard one of them.
All right.
Oh, you saw one. Okay.
Okay, well, so which one was that, you think, Zoe? You can eliminate one.
I thought I heard the John Lennon tooth thing.
Okay.
All right, let's eliminate that, then.
All right. Whip, which one do you think is the one that Melissa wrote?
I am getting the feeling it's the self-employed Stella thing.
Okay. What gave you that feeling?
You know, it just sounds like the type of thing that you could think of maybe from, like, the stuff going on in your own life.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Maybe someone was drinking
your own teeth?
No, I mean,
like,
maybe
no dental offices open right now?
Well, I just feel like maybe you pulled it from, maybe you were drinking a Stella or Zoom Jim was drinking a Stella and maybe somehow or another. I don't know.
All right. Violetta, what have you selected?
I actually think it's the 2-inch long tooth, the kid.
Okay.
And I have no reason other than that's what my gut's telling me.
Okay. I am also going to go, I think it's the 2-inch long baby tooth. And my reasoning is Melissa stumbled over the first one, which generally, if you've written something, you don't stumble over it. You stumble over somebody else's words. Because that means she put a word in there, or there was a word in there that she hadn't written.
Mm.
So it affected her in that way. That's my thought. Zoe, what are you going to go with?
I'm
going to
go with whatever you think,
Eric. Okay. So then we're in agreement, Zoe, that we believe headline number two, baby tooth 2 inches long out of some guy's head, is the fake headline, correct? Right, Zoe?
Yes.
Yes.
All right,
okay.
Melissa.
Okay. Zoe, you are correct.
Ah, there it is right there.
Winner, winner.
There it is right there. This has been worth every second of it. Got to figure out what everybody's talking about on a Monday morning. Getting your day started, getting your week started. Over at the social media desk is Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
Let's gaze at Twitter at number three.
This happens once in a while, but Twitter is battling right now which of the Chrises you'd get rid of. If you had to get rid of one, would it be Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, or Chris Pine?
Really?
Pine's
gone.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
I really think he's
like
so
him,
cute,
but,
though.
You going to get rid of those other three? Chris Hemsworth. No way. Chris Evans. Everybody loves him. Shows his dinghy. Chris Pratt. He's right. Hilarious.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
Well,
yeah.
The top two contenders right now this morning on Twitter is Chris Pratt and Chris Pine, which okay. I was shocked by Chris Pratt because I thought everybody loves him.
They love him.
Yeah, really.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Dunkirk Harry trending right now. Fans are shocked after learning that Harry Styles probably cut his hair. I say probably because it's not confirmed, and I can't believe I have to say I'm not sure if his hair being cut is confirmed. But yeah, noting right now that he might look similar to the Dunkirk hairstyle. People aren't sure if these are new pictures or not, but it looks like Harry Styles cut his hair.
So a picture circulating that Harry Styles got a haircut. He's got that new film role coming.
And maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe it's for the
just
for
just like
film.
Dunkirk, you referenced. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Pope memes are trending over the weekend. People took the liberty of changing the Eucharist when the Pope holds it up to bless it as things they love. A couple of examples, PlayStation, Auntie Anne's at the mall, and then Simba from Lion King instead of the holy... bread.
Give us this day your holy bread.
Yeah, you might want to get to church on a weekend. Maybe, pick a Sunday and knock one out.
It's the Eucharist. I know that.
Yeah. You got it covered. So Pope memes are hot now.
Yep.
All right. Story over the weekend about old wives' tales about babies born on Halloween. I thought to myself, I don't think I've ever met anybody with a Halloween birthday.
Me either.
Yeah, which caused me to think, it's got to be tough, right? You got a birthday on Halloween or Christmas or Valentine's Day or July 4th. How do you make that work? 312-233-1019. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Your birthday is when?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Do you enjoy a birthday on New Year's Eve or is it a battle, a struggle every year?
I love it every year because I know there's going to be a party no matter what.
Right. True. And you can just claim it as your own. As opposed to Betty from New Year's Eve to when is your birthday, Betty?
New Year's Eve as well.
Oh, I thought it was New... Oh, yes, it is New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. I thought it was New Year's Day. I wanted to hear what that would be like. Do you agree with what she just said, that it's just it's not actually a bad thing? It works out okay for you?
Actually, to me, it's the opposite. I go to sleep early, and I can't invite anybody because everybody's partying.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody's already... All right. Speaking of everybody partying on your birthday, Lynn...
Yes.
You share a birthday with what holiday?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah, I think that
one
would be
fun. It's the biggest drinking holiday.
Do you enjoy having the St. Patrick's Day birthday, or do you feel a little overshadowed?
Oh, no, I love it. My birthday has always been good. Actually, when I was a little girl, my mother used to tell me that they dyed the Chicago River green for my birthday.
That is right.
That's so cute. That's sweet.
Did your mother tell you, Jason, the fireworks were all for you?
Yeah, until I was seven, which is pretty cool. But I always got my birthday off and everything. But everybody in my family has either a holiday or some form of a unique birthday, including my son-in-law, who was born on Christmas.
Look at that. Oh, when do you think Jason is born based on the lead-in? That is exactly right, 4th of July.
Yep.
4th of July. Nothing but nonstop parties. You share a birthday with what holiday, Karen?
My birthday is May 9th, so it usually always coincides with Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So my husband has it really easy. One gift, one and done.
Right. He gets to apply them both.
Yep. Yeah, no
covers
kidding.
All of it.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
That's how it ends up working.
And finally, everything is full circle. I finally met somebody. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Great. When is your birthday?
On Halloween.
There it is. I finally met somebody with a birthday on Halloween. And what is that like?
Well, my mother used to say, I never knew if you were a trick or a treat.
That's so cute.
Show's over. See you. See you tomorrow. Good night. I'm not cheap about my vodka, but I know my vodka. Like my Tito's, I know exactly what a handle costs.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean.
In my head. Yeah. And I know the spots and the times that I can get it for $2 less than the average price.
Right. And you love it, and that adds up.
Right. You know, the $32.99s versus the $28.99s versus the $30.99s versus... I know them all.
Totally, I get that.
When I'm getting gas,
yeah,
I'm able to run and pick up the vodka for the drive home. not for the drive home.
Right, maybe
when I get
to the drive home.
Yeah. Then I really go nuts. You know your way around liquor. You're cheap about it, and you know your pricing. Craig.
Yeah, I'll usually have a top shelf brand at home, and or get something for my parents, and when that's done, I'll fill it with the dirtiest, cheapest stuff I can find just to make sure I have the nice bottle. But friends come over, they don't know the difference.
Right, oh, so you're pouring the cheap stuff into the expensive bottle.
Who knows? Come on.
Right.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
They say
I'm not
when
sure
you have
how
people over, you drink the best bottle of wine first. And then all the cheap stuff comes out for your friends, because after the first bottle or two, they don't know or care.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
It's all the same. Yeah. You know, like that Kirkland vodka
from
Costco?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, a big handle.
They have
cost
a lot
you
of good alcohol.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good vodka. You can pour that into another bottle and pass it off as your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good brand.
What are you cheap about? Woody.
Whenever we go out to restaurants, if they have really nice napkins, uh-huh, I always ask for extra ones and then have my wife shove them in her purse.
No! Really?
Yeah, are you talking the cloth napkins or just other napkins?
Yeah, both, you know.
Both.
The cloth napkins. Do they just bring you extra ones of those if you ask? I guess so.
Yeah, like I'm thinking about getting ribs. In the event I do, can you bring about 12 more napkins over here and I'll just stack them up?
Yeah, I might spill something.
And then they mysteriously disappear. Look at that. A little bit cheap about it, Sean.
I'll be at the grocery store buying chicken, and it'll be $8.47, but I'll put it down for the one that's
$8.41. That's right. Yeah, I sometimes do that, too. Go through the packaging, try to save, like, 7 cents.
I know.
Yeah. Makes the most sense.
Yeah. It's, like, so satisfying,
It's though. Like a game show thing.
It is.
Searching your way through all the prepackaged chicken breasts.
Like, you win.
To save the 6 cents. You just never know when you're going to need it. Next morning, Mindbender. 312-233-1019. Yeah. It's Monday. So you'll hear this about 6 times today from your kid who's home e-learning. On average, 6 times a day. So 30 times by the end of the e-learning week.
Oh, my God.
I hear it about every hour from Melissa.
What? I don't know.
And if I don't hear it, I can just tell from her gaze. I can just tell from her gaze. I'm blank.
Oh, God.
312-233-1019. Parents here at 6 times a day in lockdown. Ken, I'm what?
I am bored.
That's exactly it. I'm bored.
Okay, that was the one I was thinking of.
I'm bored.
Yeah, all right.
I just see it in Melissa's eyes virtually every hour. She's staring up at the ceiling. I can tell she's not even hearing me.
No.
She's thinking about something else like shopping.
I thought you were going to say I'm tired.
I'm so bored. Kind of same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm bored.
Oh, my
Parents
gosh.
Parents will hear it 6 times a day during lockdown. You'll also get, depending on the age of the kid, about 5 temper tantrums each day.
Oh.
I only get about 2 of those here.
Okay.
Just about 2. 5 temper tantrums, 6 times, I'm bored. As well as 6 career best messes from their kids over the course of the past few months, they say. Meaning their kids have completely destroyed the house. Remember last week we were talking, the houses are messier than they've ever been now.
Yeah, because everyone's so just true. There all the time. Mm-hmm.
Right. For the first month, it like gave us time to clean our house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we were there for months after that, and you're like, screw it, let it go.
Yeah, we went through the closets, but now we're just making messes every day.
84% of parents say they've allowed their kid to have more screen time than usual during quarantine, too.
Yeah, no choice.
And 8 and 10 said their child has officially morphed into a screen zombie. Just staring blankly at the screen.
It's making me absolutely sick.
Right. It's a great picture. We should maybe repost that. A woman hard at work, 1969, on a park bench crocheting. Next to her is a garbage can, a mesh garbage can turned upside down, you know, like the garbage cans you'd see at the park. And inside is her baby.
Oh,
can't get
God.
Away. Nope. Not going to run away.
There's heavy enough. So many.
Right.
So many.
Right now, if that was happening in today's society, I think that's a 5-year prison term.
Oh, no doubt.
Probably.
Let alone what they'll do to you on social media.
That's the real problem, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can remember that my grandpa would put me in the back of the pickup truck.
Yeah.
On the farm. And the weird thing that made it, you know, and then drive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the weird thing is he wasn't driving. It was my 14-year-old cousin.
Oh, even better. Yeah, let's get all the kids.
My 14-year-old cousin would drive the pickup truck with me in the back of the pickup.
Yeah. Perfect.
Just waiting to be a human missile.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was considered totally normal.
Right.
Yeah. Just get back there. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Stay down.
What did your parents do to you? You can never get away with, Jamie.
My dad had a Honda motorcycle, and when I was about 2 years old, he would put me on the gas tank, and I'd ride right in front of him.
Right, open that thing up. Right, get out on the highway, the open road, fire that thing up. Hold on.
Oh, my God, this is too good. I'm having way too much fun with this one.
Oh, this is going to be Melissa's favorite. She loves this. Sherry, what did your mom have you do you could never get away with now?
She would either ask my sister or I to get on our bikes and ride our bikes about 2 miles to the convenience store to go get her cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Go buy mom some smokes.
Get the lucky seven.
Don't you do that with your son, Porter? Have him go buy you your smokes?
Smoke.
Well, those are in the backyard, buried in the backyard. That's right.
My mom used to make me run in and grab her a whole, like, what do they call
carton.
Them? Carton of
Yeah,
them.
Well, you got to blaze up like crazy.
The expense of those things always shocked me.
That's true.
I'm like, what? $40? Whatever it is, you know.
Danielle.
Yes.
Hi. What did your parents do to you that you could never get away with?
So my dad was stationed in the like depths of Texas in the Air Force, and they would drive from Texas to Chicago with me in a car cradle and the dog in the back seat.
In a car cradle?
I'm not sure if we know what the car cradle is.
So essentially, it's not even a car seat. It's like this basket with like so, they look like cradle seat.
Uh-huh.
Then you set it in the car seat. You set it, like, in the seat of the car.
Right.
And you go. You don't buckle it down, nothing. You just,
That's
just
the key. It's you're not buckled in, you're just sitting there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You're just sitting there.
At least you were in a cradle. I think I was in the trunk a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
It's a little crowded here. Just climb in a trunk. It's only a half-hour ride. You'll be fine. All right. All the stories from the weekend, just quick updates, a bunch of them, and stuff you might have heard about yet, stuff we haven't had a chance to get to, all wrapped together in the weekend wrap-up. Let's just start with nothing but drinking.
Okay.
And not necessarily bad drinking. Is there any such thing, but you know what I mean. Melissa, Halloween eggnog is here. You don't even have to wait until Christmas.
Does it taste different than the Christmas eggnog?
It's spooktacular.
Okay. Oh. I wonder what they're doing to it.
Spooktacular eggnog, complete with a ghost, pumpkin, and spider on the container as part of the Halloween favorites lineup. And doesn't have a seasonal flavor, as you'd expect. It's just regular eggnog, but now you don't have to wait until Christmas to sip it. I love eggnog.
I do, too. And I think this is a cute idea, but I think they need to put a little spin on it.
Well, they put it in a really spooktacular container, Melissa.
Flavor or something. Okay, well, that's fine.
Whip, you've never even had it, have you?
I don't think I have, but it seems gross.
This is the year you're having it.
Okay, it just seems disgusting.
I know, it seems.
Even the word, eggnog, it doesn't say yum
to
me.
But once you taste it, it doesn't sound gross.
One sip is all it's
going to
take. Have you ever had it?
Changes your whole thought.
No, but I know what Whip's talking about. I feel like I can like feel it in like.
Feels like
it
would be really
already.
You know what it is?
It is
it's melted ice cream.
Okay, well, that I like.
Yeah,
so you're going to love it.
That I like.
All right, and this could be the year both of you get hopped up on the nog.
Okay, great.
Something else to get hopped up on. You can be a giant box of Franzia wine for Halloween now.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, available in two different styles. The costumes are the Franzia, am I saying that the right way?
Franzia, yeah.
Franzia Chillable Red and the Franzia Sunset Blush.
Oh, yeah.
You can decide which wine box you want to dress in.
I wonder if there's a nozzle.
I don't know. Coca-Cola is retiring Tab, its first ever diet soda after nearly six decades. Tab is gone.
Amazing it lasted this long.
Your grandparents used to drink it, and now no one will be.
Wow, that's
you ever had a Tab, Violetta?
I don't think so, no.
Have you ever seen it even?
I don't know that I've seen it.
Because I haven't seen it in forever.
All right, who's in charge of bringing Tab and Halloween eggnog into the studio this week?
I'll find it.
All right, Violetta, you're in charge of both.
Okay. If I have a can of Tab for the next 20 years. It might be worth some money.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think it'll just be in a box in your basement, and 20 years from now you'll be like, why did I save this? Just throwing it away.
Is it? Yeah.
Disgusting Food Museum has a disgusting beverage exhibit.
Oh.
Sky News says there is such a thing as the Disgusting Food Museum in Malmo, Sweden. It's got a new beer exhibit that features an Icelandic ale made with whale privates and sheep dung. It's delicious.
Come on.
Other drinks
gross.
Include a Scottish beer served from the mouth of a taxidermied squirrel and a fermented Korean beverage made from children's poop and rice. Yum. Hey, it's the Swedish folks. They seem to know what they're doing. They always seem happy.
That's true.
Maybe we should take some guidance from them. Chipotle is taking its annual burrito promotion entirely online this Halloween. If you want your burrito. Costco is selling a giant $200 animatronic spider with eight glowing red eyes.
Cool!
That ought to be gone by today.
Mm-hmm.
Whip, this one's for you. People are now using waffle irons to reheat pizza.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess. But wouldn't the cheese get all melted and stuck to it?
I think the problem is, you know, a lot of people don't like to reheat pizza in a microwave.
Yeah.
And then you want to go to your oven to reheat it, but that's a lot of work with heating the oven, the whole deal.
It takes a while.
So now they're just plugging in the waffle iron. It gets hot right away. Set the pizza right on top. You're good to go.
Yeah, maybe you can put a wax paper on top between.
Now we're thinking.
Spray it with a nonstick spray.
I don't think he's worried about sticking. He was worried about the cheese melting.
Well, doesn't the cheese, wouldn't that just stick to the top half of the waffle iron? Or,
I thought you were worried about losing all your cheese.
Well, lose it too. You know what I mean? It gets smushed on there then. I don't know.
Zoom Santa is charging $199 for a 12-minute call.
Zoom Santa.
Yeah,
that's
Zoom not Santa. Worth
it. That's expensive.
Yeah, $200 for a 12-minute Zoom call with Santa. So,
plus, you don't need 12 minutes. I thought he said panda.
Yeah. That too.
I didn't. Halloween fire decoration. Remember this one? Did we do this last week? The Halloween fire decoration that's so realistic people keep calling 911.
Oh, I've seen this, though. I definitely saw it on TV then.
Carmen and Travis Long of Riverside, California have a Pirates of the Caribbean themed Halloween display in front of their home. And it contains fake flames, which are so real.
Yeah. Oh.
There have been multiple calls to 911. In fact, firefighters have responded to the home several times and are now so impressed with the faux blaze, they high-fived the residents and told them, hey, nice job.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Hotels.com is offering an off-the-grid cave so you can literally live under a rock until after the election.
Oh, okay.
That's so cool.
I thought you might like that.
No, that would be like, that you have to mark that off your list of things to do before you die.
Staying in a cave?
Yeah.
Off the grid?
Totally.
It's not on my list.
Well, you should put it on your list. It's cool. It's like,
you should
so
do this.
Different.
You know what? I'd actually like you to do this. I might even help pay for it if you would go do this. Just go disappear into a cave.
I know.
From November 2nd through the 7th.
Mm. That's
you
cool.
wouldn't make 2 hours.
I'll bet you it's decorated and really nice. I'll
no,
bet
it's
you
a cave.
Really...
It's 50 feet underground. It's a cave.
Well, oh, don't wow. they put a bed in it and stuff?
You have a bed, yeah, but it's not like you got a TV down there to pass the time. I'm guessing you're not going to get any service on your phone or your words with friends.
And count the stalactites.
No,
you
Instagram.
Literally wouldn't make it 2 hours.
Oh,
you wouldn't
man.
Make it 2 hours.
I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is warning an asteroid could hit Earth days before the election.
Oh.
All right. Good thing you're in that 50-foot underground cave.
Yeah, right. You'll be laughing last.
The famed astrophysicist said the space rock is hurtling towards Earth at a speed of 25,000 miles per hour and could potentially clip the planet on November 2nd. That would be so 2020.
Oh, yeah.
We
well,
got clipped by an asteroid.
Yeah, I wonder what part it would clip.
That would be so 2020.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so be on the lookout for that. And finally, on your weekend wrap-up. Surfing is exploding during the pandemic. Shops can't keep the boards in stock.
Wow.
It's like golf this year. Record golf rounds have been played at golf courses. They're making unprecedented amounts of money. And surfing, same thing. Everybody's going outside where it's safe and learning different things to spend their time doing.
Mm-hmm.
TMZ Sports says that surfing has exploded while people try to have fun while social distancing. A rep for Chili Surfboards in California says, we're selling 4 times the amount that we usually do. It's virtually impossible to keep boards in stock.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, love some surfing. What's trending on Twitter right now? We check in each morning at 7 a.m. on the social media desk to find out, and we do it again now at 9:30. All set to go, Violetta?
Yeah, I am.
All right, we like the top three. What do you have at number three?
So Cardi B is no longer on Twitter. She went on a little rant on Instagram saying she had to leave Twitter because so many people were criticizing her and Offset after getting back together after filing for a divorce. So, yeah, a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
She really let Twitter have it and said, I'm not going to be on this anymore because everybody's mean.
Yeah. Maybe a little less time on your phone, a little more time with that kid.
Yeah, culture.
Maybe just a couple of ideas for you.
Right.
Maybe that's what she's doing.
Maybe. Well, you never know.
Well, you know, it's between that and posting all the topless photos. It takes a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Twitter is compiling a list of the most popular foods that are better frozen. The top contenders, Snickers.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Mm. That actually didn't make the list.
Oh,
On the that was on the second list of not good frozen. It was between Snickers
really?
And Reese's. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I just said.
I know, but Snickers won on good frozen. Reese's
is bad.
Yeah.
What about grapes?
Yeah, grapes made the list,
Those
and
are good.
Gummy bears and bananas.
Oh.
I didn't know. You know what I found out this weekend? Grapes are bad for dogs. I never knew that.
Yeah,
oh,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
That?
They're poisonous.
Or
yeah.
Raisins, which grapes turn into raisins.
Oddly enough. They do. Thanks, Melissa.
That's the same thing.
You know, in case somebody didn't know.
Yeah.
Or chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate covered raisins, even worse.
Oh, yeah. Terrible form.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
A beautiful picture of the sunset and fall colored trees in Lincoln Park is making its way on Twitter in Chicago. A photographer captured this moment with his drone. The cutest part is when he got home, he noticed that there's a couple kissing underneath the grand statue along the lakefront.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really, really beautiful picture.
It's beautiful.
And then he went on a hunt to try to find that couple to give him this amazing picture. So he posted it on Facebook, kind of telling the story.
I've got a better one.
Oh, what do you mean?
Go ahead and finish it.
Yeah, and so that's pretty much it. He found the couple who was there taking their engagement photos.
Oh, that's cute.
And now they have this amazing photo from this drone this guy took.
Look, this is my picture. Maybe we'll even post this.
Okay.
From playing golf Friday.
Let me see.
Look at it. Can you tell me what it says there? Took a picture on the 18th tee. Take a look at it.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
What do you see?
I see four guys and some trees and a rainbow.
A beautiful rainbow coming down on us.
Touching. Wow, you guys are the pot of gold at the end
really
there.
Are. The rainbow's moving. Coming down right on top of us.
Oh, my God.
Did you know what was there when you took the picture?
Of course, that's why.
Well, I thought maybe
no, we're
it was
just
like,
a bunch of guys taking pictures of each other.
Well, you know, a group photo or something, and then you're like, look, there's a rainbow.
Guys, I just, for whatever reason, I feel the need we should all take a picture.
Everybody jam your face in real close.
So cute.
Yeah. We don't do that. Only Violetta does that stuff. Come on, let's gather around for a picture.
Yeah.
You've got 700 of these pictures. Why do you need another one?
Well, you captured a magical one here.
Yes, it is awesome. Quite magical, isn't it? Yeah, nobody cares. All right. Thank you, Violetta. There it is right there. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.